Moms, godly people in this room, are you serving your children well? Not just our neighborhoods and communities and world, but the children, the people who are closest to us, are we training them well? Are we training them from the sacred writings? Are we training them from Scripture? And Timothy has a part of that, but it's linked back to his training in the sacred writings, in the things of God, in the Scriptures.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
Throughout the epistles of Paul, we see Paul mentioning many women, and we see how those women have helped his ministry and or have ministered to others to help build others up in the faith of Jesus Christ. And today, as we celebrate mothers, I want to look at two mothers, a mother and a grandmother, but obviously both were mothers, and just learn some lessons from their life through what Paul is writing. In fact, the mother and grandmother that we're talking about, you probably already know, Lois and Eunice, and they were grandmother and mother to young Timothy, Paul's protege. But if it hadn't been for Lois and Eunice, I wonder, their influence, their building up Timothy in the things of God, I wonder if Paul would have been able to as effectively use Timothy as a protege. We can only speculate at that. Scripture doesn't tell us. But if you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 7. Reading from the ESV this morning, starting at verse 1 of chapter 1, it reads like this. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelled first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us the Spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. As we read this portion of Scripture, it jumps out at me that Lois and Eunice are mentioned, because this is written in a day and time where often women's names are left out. And Paul doesn't do this. He includes Lois and Eunice. He includes them by name. And to me, that speaks volumes, not just of who Paul was, but of who young Timothy is becoming. And as we think about mothers today, I want to think about some lessons that we learn here from Lois and Eunice and just what's being communicated to us through Paul. The first thing is this. A godly mother is obedient to God. You say, well, how in the world do you come to that conclusion? Well, obviously, Timothy, young Timothy, is Paul's protege. We understand that these women were obedient to God because of verse 5. It says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelled first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. Now, Paul isn't saying here that you have inherited this faith. You know, each person makes a decision for Christ. Each person has to come to Christ by his or her own decision. God doesn't have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He has children not born of earthly parents, but who are born spiritually when they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But through Lois and Eunice, through both their obediences to God, we understand that young Timothy, there was something of a faith here for Paul to be working with, for Timothy to be being trained and to be placed in a church and to lead others. We understand that this is a command of God. In fact, in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, we see part of this command about training up children. This is what is communicated. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. We see Lois and Eunice doing just this. Verse 6, and these words that I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. That's verse 7. And we obviously see that Lois and Eunice did this through what Paul is communicating to us. Verse 7, let me read it again. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as signs on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. And I want you to understand, this is just as much a command for us today as it was for ancient Israel in antiquity. Just like Lois and Eunice trained up Timothy, probably by the commands of these verses, we too should diligently be training up our children just as Lois and Eunice trained up young Timothy. The second thing that I see thinking about these two women is this: a godly mother is a servant. Obviously, they served their protege, if you will, young Timothy. They served him well. Well, why do I say that? Because there was something of God on the inside of him for Paul to work with, for Timothy to be a protege of Paul. In fact, if we were to just turn a couple of pages over to chapter 3 of our main text, 2 Timothy, if we were to look at verses 14 and 15, we would find this, starting at verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. So verse 15, I think, is very important there for us to underscore in our Bible. It says, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings. I don't think Paul is talking of himself here, because if you remember, Paul started out as Saul. He was a persecutor of the church. He didn't like the things of Christ. He had a conversion experience on the road to Damascus. We remember that narrative. But he's saying here, in Timothy's childhood, he has been acquainted with the sacred writings. How? I believe it goes right back to chapter 1, where he mentions Lois and Eunice in verse 5 of chapter 1. Lois and Eunice had such an impact on Timothy's life that from childhood he had been acquainted with the sacred writings. He knew who God was. And when Christ Jesus came and walked and taught in the world in his earthly ministry, you know, it was recognized who Christ was. And now here they are on the other side of Christ's crucifixion and death and resurrection and ascension. And now the early church is starting and they're telling the good news message. And Timothy has a part of that, but it's linked back to his training in the sacred writings, in the things of God, in the scriptures. He has this deep faith heritage because his mother and his grandmother served him well. Moms, dads too, godly people in this room, let me ask you, are you serving your children well? Not just our neighborhoods and communities and world, but the children, the people who are closest to us, are we training them well? Are we training them from the sacred writings? Are we training them from Scripture? The final thing that I see from what Paul is communicating is this: a godly mother loves unconditionally. A godly mother loves unconditionally. Her love is not conditioned based on the behavior of her children or her husband, but is given without reservation. By her example, she demonstrates to her children how they too can love at all times. And I truly believe this is where we need the indwelling presence of God's Holy Spirit. We need God's Holy Spirit to help us love unconditionally. Maybe we can love unconditionally to a point in our unregenerated state, but it's going to fall flat every time. But when we have God's power operating inside of us, we're able to love unconditionally. In fact, look with me at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. It reads like this: His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in closing, Lois and Eunice served as excellent examples of the powerful influence that a mother and a grandmother can have on a young person's life. Even though women were rarely mentioned by name in those days, Paul recognized and honored the life-changing contributions of these two women. They had prepared Paul's young protege, who later joined Paul in his travels and eventually became the pastor of the church at Ephesus. The story of Lois and Eunice should inspire all Christian mothers and grandmothers. This sort of narrative reminds us that our godly influence can have an eternal impact on the lives and futures of our children and our grandchildren.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.